Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that.
Hey everyone, just can we all look at Callum's cap? He's desperate for us to see it. Keeps putting his head down.
Sorry, I was on my phone.
Hey everyone, look at my right, cap.
What is it, Cal?
That a live for dead.
Minnesota United. Represent.
It's a loon. It's the bird.
Yeah, you're a loon. Wearing it.
In perfect harmony there.
I know. Just too quick.
Oh, you all right?
Yeah, you.
All good.
I've had Max walk up to a text off Max this morning asking if he could host the Christmas quiz.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Stepping on your toes a bit.
On your toes, yeah.
Stepping on whose toes?
Yours.
No, as if. I'm happy.
Did he,
ask, for me.
Did he ask to produce it as well?
write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
No, but I am a bit worried. Now you've mentioned that, I am a bit worried. He's trying to edge me out.
Shave his head as well, I heard.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he spotted the weak link and he's targeting a chill, but...
Ah, well. Do you know what? If it works out, lads, and you become massive, just remember me.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I'm trying to give you an out here. You just, you know.
That one who's always moaning us, holding us back, have we said?
Me? Moaning? Are we letting that one go, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds thought so.
And you're always eating jellies as well, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm joking, Sean. I appreciate all you do for it.
No, you don't.
I actually really do. There'd be no podcast without you, Sean.
Yeah,
and a better one without thing. You.
No, that's why people say the referee is the most important man on the pitch. That's what that was like, Sean. Bob, what's your game today? What's it called, just for the intro?
Mean?
Called Answer Smash.
It's still Leon Osman's House of Games.
Football yeah. Smashly Cole. Is
no,
a Chelsea batty boy.
Oh, Sean, that's actually question one.
Oh.
So, Leon Osman's House of Games and it's and Smash. Yeah. Okay, cool.
We should get ourselves put on, like the way on the Richard Osman House of Games. They've got like the pictures.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Sean, you can whip that up.
I was just going to say, is that another job you want me to do? Yeah.
Sure, you can do something like that, Sean.
I'll do it and then I'll leave. Eh? That'd be a good idea.
Can mine just be my Everton badge picture?
Yeah, and then Tosh is just his dad's shorts.
Yours would literally just be your beard, Sean, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. I don't even wear my glasses for the pod in case I get slagged off.
Was that a Charlie Nicholas reference there?
It was, yeah. I came in halfway through the quote, though, so I couldn't carry it on.
Yeah. I still got on to it, Sean, belatedly.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Us Evertonians are fairly happy with the results, but probably less so happy with a certain individual. I'm sure Bob will have something to say about him a bit later on. Before Bob does go on to talk about that player, though, we do have our feature quiz this week, which Bob will be leading. It is Leon Osman's House of Games, and Bob will be providing us with an answer smash style quiz, which apparently is going to be very, very good. So I'm sure we're all excited to hear that. Tosh has kind of disappeared as I was doing the intro, so I'm not too sure where he is.
But... I brought up jellies about a minute ago and he's got a bit peckish, I think.
Yeah, that's what it must be. But yeah. Whilst we are waiting for Tosh, I guess we'll hand over to Bob to explain this week's Leon Osman's House of Games feature quiz.
Okay, so Cal has pinched half me script for the introduction there, but I'll carry on with it anyway. So welcome back to another instalment of Leon Osmond's House of Games. Today, we're going to have a go at Answer Smash. For each round, I'm going to ask a couple of questions, which the lads will have to smash together to get their answer. I have given Tosh, Sean and Cal a phrase to shout out before they give me their guesses. As an example, we'll have Welsh international footballer who is synonymous with the Ireland and Ozzy Osbourne's favourite football team.
Sorry,
I thought that was part of the script. Sorry, Bob.
So it's
cut that.
So Jason Kumas.
Yeah.
And Aston Villa. Jason Kumas Aston Villa.
Jason Kumas Aston Villa.
So that kind of thing works for Answer Smash if you do it properly.
Yeah. And if you know the answers, that always helps.
Yeah. And if Tosh was here.
Other than that, though, good start.
Yeah.
Well, last time I did one, I did too many questions. I got slagged off for that, so I was just making sure that...
Your last one's one of my favourite ones ever.
Oh, for all the wrong reasons, but...
No, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, right, okay.
And we won, which helps.
Yeah, true.
Hey, Bob, give us the answers.
What?
That would be quite funny. I'll text you them.
Imagine
if you're not thinking about a mad trivia question.
Yeah.
Just make
something up that isn't true. And me and Cal don't know.
It's like some mad World Cup question that doesn't exist. I mean, I think it's random.
Who won the 1932 World Cup?
That is a really good idea. That we should do that every week. Whoever does the quiz, obviously not when it's Tosh, should do that kind of thing.
Just before we start, is this all being planned against me?
No.
I'm going to say that's your now.
Yeah, fit.
Hey, I was going to suggest this week. Have you seen that chicken trend everyone's doing?
Did they do it?
Yeah.
Soft lads.
The Justice League. Justice League. TikTok League. Yeah, but a few people have been doing it. I was going to suggest doing it for Callum again.
There's no way to stand up and dance on this.
Do you know what, Cal? I think you would. If I say show off all your running gear and your Minnesota gear, I think you'd have stood up.
Probably could have done it, actually.
Yeah.
I would have done it twice.
Just do it now.
Tosh has missed out on the highlights of the episode then.
Well, we should say to Tosh when he comes back on, hey, we've just done this chicken. While we're waiting, can you do it?
Should we wrap up then?
Yes, well in Sean for winning and keeping appearances, that was Buster.
Now he knows that's not true. Come on, Cal, play the game.
You won last week, to be fair.
I didn't win last week.
Oh.
Cal won last week. I came third. You all right, Tosh?
So annoying.
You're on mute, Tosh.
Am I actually, or?
No.
Don't know why I still asked that question. Literally, I went to turn off my camera so I could blow my nose, and that's what happened. Literally all from that. Just froze, went off, and then as soon as you get off, click off Zoom to get back into it, you have to like go through all this thing and then log in, authentication code, and then just won't load the meeting. Every time, that's what happens. I'm not coming back again if this happens again.
Good start. Where were we?
See, that's the attitude you want, Sean.
Yeah, and I'm the problem. That's what everyone tells me, I'm the problem.
Absolute joke, this.
So back to Answer Smash. We've had an example, Tosh. Do you want to hear it?
Very quickly, if you don't mind, Bob.
Okay. Welsh international footballer synonymous with the Ireland and Ozzy Osbourne's favourite team.
Synonymous with the Ireland? Or with that, like... No, go on, tell me that one.
Jason Kumas, Aston Villa.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Having a shocker here, Tosh.
Heads up.
So we'll...
You know, if you were 100% Tosh, you'd have got that instantly.
Yeah, I was very surprised you didn't get
the island. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking the island as well. It's just, very good. I like it.
We need to take advantage of me, not in that way, but
Right, Sean.
These are those things anyway. What's the deal? Are we writing them down or are we shouting out?
No, you're shouting out the phrases I gave you before. And those phrases are Sean is going to be shouting out Nutshead, Tosh is going to shout out Jelly, and Carl is going to shout out Send It. So, question one, in terms of capacity, the largest football stadium in Europe, and the former Everton forward who cruelly had his locker taken off him.
Jelly. Camp Nou, yes.
Yep. Tosh wins the first one.
Well done, Tosh.
Sorry, can we just look at how much Tosh is buzzing?
You keep back in the game.
You keep that warm up onto yourself, Sean. You can have that point. Not.
Question two: the hosts of the 2002 FIFA Men's World Cup and the Chelsea manager from 2011 to 2012.
Jelly.
Ah,
career in Japan, Dre Villas-Boas.
Correct. Tosh 2-0.
I forgot my phrase then. Come on, Carl. We need to stop him.
Clarify, Sean, you are Nutshead.
Yeah, I know. I've known that for years.
Question three. Colombian Barclaysman who played for Aston Villa from 2001 to 2007 and the nickname given to the derby game between LA Galaxy and LAFC.
Nutshead.
Go on.
This is a total guess. Is it Juan Pablo Angel A Clásico?
No, very close.
Oh.
Any guesses?
Juan Pablo Angel A Derby?
No.
Sorry, I didn't say my name either.
Anything, go on, Carl.
Go on, send it. Juan Pablo Angel. Galacticos derby.
No.
Oh, good catch.
Go on the right. It's inspired by El Clasico. It's Juan Pablo Angel Trafico. Because the traffic in Los Angeles is famously terrible.
Did you name that, or is that what they call it?
No, that's what they call it, honestly.
They've never actually played. It's a pop. That was a good guess though, Sean. I think that was a good class. It was a good guess there. I'd give it half a point if I was in charge, but Bob don't.
Right, Tosh can't lose now.
Yeah, true. So you can take your foot off the gas there, Tosh.
Never.
Not if you're in LA though. Or if you are in LA.
That's a great joke, that Cal.
Well done, Callum.
1 point to Cal.
Whoa.
Okay, question four. The Scottish Premiership side who play at Fair Park and Neville Southall's sarcastic response to Michael Owen when he scored
Jelly.
Past the young.
Disqualified.
Yeah, DQ. Go on. Start again. I thought you'd stopped.
That's a DQ.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Should I repeat it?
Yeah. Start, finish.
The Scottish Premiership side who play at Fair Park and Neville Southall's sarcastic response to Michael Owen scoring past the young goalkeeper.
Nutshead. Is it Mother Well Done, He's 13?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Come on.
Very good.
That was my favourite one, I think.
That was very good, that. Bob.
Yeah, it's good, that one.
Honourable.
Okay, the last
one. It was
one.
Better the second time we heard it as well.
Yeah.
You need to stop pausing for too long, Bob. You let me in there.
Reeled you in.
Final answer, Smash. The character played by Alessandro Nivola in the Golf film franchise and the city that is home to Besiktas, Fenerbahce, and
Galatasaray.
Do you want me to repeat it?
Send it.
Well, nope, he had the question.
He has to repeat it.
Right, okay.
Callum's just interrupted there as well, so he's out.
No, I didn't.
He is interrupted. He's answered before you finished the question.
You just finished
Bob.
It?
You didn't finish it.
You did?
I didn't. I have no idea what the question is.
The character played by Alessandro Nivola in the Goal film franchise and the city that is home to Besiktas, Fenerbahce and Galatasaray.
Is it Send it? Is it this might be wrong. Santiago Muniz Istanbul. No?
No.
Yeah, I knew it was doing first.
Like second half.
I don't know. I don't know that. Sean, go on. You can finish it.
Not said. Gavin Harris Istanbul.
Correct, Sean.
Tiebreaker.
You didn't get a point for that. That was just all
I want to go for a tiebreaker here.
I had got the Motherwell one if I hadn't busted in as well. This is unfair.
Oh, I just like seeing Tosh moan about something. So.
And also then Callum definitely can't play in the no tiebreaker then, can he?
You changed the tune.
Yeah, it's too old.
Mute Callum, Bob.
Yeah, go on, it's all right. Go on, I'll...
Have you got to make one up off the top of your head now, Bob?
I actually
call one. Is it worth just leaving it, Bob?
Yeah, probably. I'll have a think while someone's doing M5, and if it's worth it, I'll.
So we tie unless you think of one over the next.
No, I think now we just that now that we haven't got to have a tiebreak, it's clear I've won that one.
No, it isn't.
It is. You boost in. You boost. I'm answer smash. If you buzz in and you get it wrong, you're out.
Yeah. I. You know what? I can't argue with it. I'm disappointed in myself there. That question was tailor made for me as well.
I know it was.
You know.
No, so to be fair, that was an answer none of us would have got. So I think all the other ones we did, like, you know what I mean? That was a good answer. So you can have a chill.
Tell you what, you're flip flopping all over like Ronaldinho, are you? I can't work out what you're doing.
To be fair, Sean, you got the example one as well.
I did.
So that's probably 3-2, I think.
That is a good point.
I wouldn't go that far.
Right, let's call it a day then, there, Bob. So I win that one 3-2. Well done to me.
Well done, Sean.
Thanks, everyone.
And you got the best one as well.
Yeah, I did. So do I get an extra answer now in keeping up appearances?
10 extra answers if you want.
You get two guesses if you win, don't you? Nice one, lad.
Yo, you need to link Tosh and Bob.
No, he doesn't.
But you've got to do it in answer stash smash form though as well.
God, this is going to take forever.
No, I can't do it in answer smash form.
So I can't wait to see Bob's argument for M5, which is usually very laboured this time of year when he's actually thinking of answer smashes during his ear arguments.
I'm very distracted this week.
Right then. Okay. So thanks for that, Bob. Very good. We're now going to move on to our M5. So just a quick reminder, as always, last week's Maroon 5 was people during the Messi and Ronaldo era who could have maybe won a Ballon d'Or or could have or should have. And this week's winner was Wayne Rooney, I think probably the deserved winner. Notable, Asamoah Gyan did beat Robin Van Persie, though, so no, I think what me and Bob were saying was probably correct. I think we've been proved right there. So, yeah, Wayne Rooney joining fellow Scousers or people from Liverpool around area, Jamie Jones, Lee Trundle, Dennis Mortimer and Jason Kumas all on the island. This week, we are quite going along the theme of what happened on the weekend. So I'm sure most people who've listened to the podcast were aware of a certain missed penalty at Goodison Park. So we're going to go for our favourite footballing Schadenfreude, or sour grapes as it's known. So I was enjoying the pitfall of someone else. So anything along them themes? Should we just quickly mention Gordon's pen, Bob? Any thoughts on that to offer?
I can't, honestly, I know Sean's a big fan, but I can't stand him. He's absolutely horrible. Everything about him does my head in. He spent, I reckon, about 80% of the game on his arse, just diving all over the place. I hate his hair. I hate his weaselly face. I hate the way he left Everton and just everything about him. And Sean says he was a nice fellow when he met him, but I'm sure he's quite capable of being pretending to be a nice person when he's in an environment when he's got to be. But I think he's an absolute prick.
Oh.
And anyone with a personal registration plate of Starboy is clearly a massive bellend.
Bob, I think for like the podcast, why don't you give us like your honest thoughts?
Get off the fence, Bob.
Sure, do you want to give a quick riposte to that?
I mean, the whole pretending to be a nice guy, is it not more likely that he's reacting to the fact that 30,000 people hate him, and he's got a
reason.
Not good reason.
Why isn't it good reason? He was an absolute rat to Everton.
Okay. So also, some Everton fans were a rat to him. They chased him down the street.
I'll be honest. Like, I don't have the hate. I don't hate Andy Gordon at all. I just have no feeling. I actually thought he tore us apart on Saturday morning. You knew one way it was going. You thought he was going to score late on, and he would, and then everyone would have moaned, and he would have kissed the badge or something.
I honestly wish he did.
But yeah, I don't get the hate. Obviously, I was happy he missed the pen, but I would have been happy had anyone missed the pen. If you know what I mean, I didn't know.
It was much, much better that he missed the pen.
It was one of the best.
It was
great.
Best of a goaler.
I don't have the hatred for him, but I think he's very, very, very good. But
that's the closest I've come to since 1995 of seeing Everton win a trophy. I think the feeling of Anthony Gordon missing that pen.
Do you know what?
Unbelievable.
Bob, some people say Everton have got a small club mentality. What are they on, eh? Madda?
I'm not asked. It was absolutely great. And Abdoulaye Doucouré nearly knocking him out as well. It's celebrating a miss, and that was great as well. What a fella.
Isn't the rumour that that's why that kind of was the beginning of the end for Gordon? He had a big fight with Doucouré.
Did he?
Apparently that was like...
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry,
Gordon, as well as that, like, I think that's kind of the story that's touted where... I can't remember what game it was, but Gordon... He gave a free kick away dead late on, like a stupid free kick away dead late on, and he scored from it.
Southampton,
and then apparently him and Doucouré had an actual fight. And afterwards.
I thought you meant on Saturday.
No, it's like
Doucouré was absolutely
the game,
killed him.
And then when like Doucouré got dropped, didn't he? Under Lampard, just didn't play. And then I think Dyche came in and started playing that. But yeah, apparently that was kind of the beginning of the end. But so maybe just that's why Doucouré reacted. So
I'm gonna say I'm not as strong as Bob, but I don't know how you can say Callum, you've got no ill feeling. He refused to train and refused to play for us on the verge of trying to get a move while we're on the verge of going down. So yeah. I think that there's an element. He's a bit of a rat. Yeah, I'm
and
with
he looks
Bob
like one as well.
And did you hear that fella call him a postman pathead and see? That was absolutely genius, that. So.
One of my favourite tweets was, which is a bit horrible. Someone said, not one to brag, but I sprinted from the back of the lower Gladys to tell Gordon his beard's a slag. I feel like I got a fingertip on it myself. So, great moment.
I've also, just going back to that again, I know I'm probably, well, Cal seems to be on my side a bit more. I've got it on fairly good authority that Doucouré is a much worse fella than Andy Gordon.
You can't be a bad fella with that smile.
You can't.
Bad footballer.
Oh, he's terrible, yeah.
Apparently he was so disruptive under Lampard.
Yeah, he's seen that thing where was it against City where the warming up, he's just sitting on the ball. Doucouré, definitely
again,
such long limbs as well. So
again,
done far more for Everton than Andy Gordon never did.
Yeah,
and hasn't got a mullet.
Yeah, despite him obviously being a big red, I think he's somehow become the least scouts fella ever since moving to Newcastle as well with that Barnett.
Do you two not like respect the way he's gone about this? Like
what?
Like just trying to needle all the Everton fans. I respect
that. No, I know. I sort of
I
do
respect
it,
that, mate.
But I thought it was funny. It's funny us after the pen, we were trying to play a cool, and we just fell over in the middle
of
the pitch.
His,
so good.
His head was completely gone, wasn't it?
And yeah, I've been that video before, and I'm like, I've got this. No, not as good. He's not as good as he thinks he is.
Yeah, that is a big problem for him.
But the other thing about Bob saying he did dive a lot for us, though. No one was bothered when he was diving for us. That'd be the only
thing. I can't remember. He got it every time he went.
Very convenient for you, Bob.
For him.
I can't remember when he dived for us.
I've not got that long of memory. And last point I'll make is that is sitter in the second half when it just looked like it was most certain goal ever. And it looked intentional, the one he blazed over the bar.
Yeah.
That was a great moment as well, but not quite as good as the pen.
I think that was like pure frustration. He just wanted to lash that into the goal, and he wants to like burst the net with that. If that would be anyone else, I think he would have scored there.
Yeah.
But he just wanted to blast that.
Yeah. He doesn't score a lot of them, so I'm not sure he would have.
And final point on the pen is that it does have the added bonus of Pickford saving it as well, and obviously they all hate him.
Yeah.
Jen, you was great. The limbs in that were like a goal. It was actually great.
Yeah.
Better.
I was nearly in tears. So good.
It is a bit weird, this whole rivalry that Newcastle fans have made up with Everton. I don't even... Newcastle fans, for some reason, built up this mad rivalry with Everton, which I don't quite get.
Nobody's asked.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Might link to my Maroon 5.
Ooh, there you go.
A little spoiler stuff. Right then, so I'm sure you've all forgotten what the Maroon 5 was, so... Instances a bit like Anthony Gordon missing the penalty of enjoying someone's failure in football, Schadenfreude, I believe the phrase is, as the Germans would say. I learned that off The Simpsons. So, first up, Bob's gonna have a rest because he's doing that. I think, Callum, you can go first this week.
Okay, I'll go first. So, I will stick with an Everton theme and go back to the COVID season. I think it was the 2021 season. Obviously, earlier on in the year, Everton and Liverpool played at Goodison Park, and I think it was a 3-3. Pickford, obviously injured. Van Dijk, you might have heard about that, I don't know. They might have brought it up, I don't know, just after the game, but I don't think it's been mentioned since. But yeah, so Pickford injured Van Dijk, and then later in that season, obviously in the reverse fixture, we played at Anfield, where... conveniently, Van Dijk was kind of wheeled out and down by the dugout and stuff, and the Sky Sports cameras couldn't keep off him. And it very much felt like he was there to kind of, when Liverpool were going to definitely win, he would have been out on the pitch and he would have been celebrating, and it would have been a big thing about, oh, they've got their own back on Everton and Pickford, and Van Dijk would have been lapping it up. However, it didn't go to script, and Everton ended up winning 2-0, their first Anfield win since 1999, I believe. Great goal from Richarlison. The second goal, was the second goal a penalty? Was Sigurdsson, was it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, Sigurdsson's second goal.
Less said about him, the better.
Yeah, and the cameras panning into Van Dijk looking very distraught and he didn't really need to be there. And I thought that was a good moment. And I think that summed up the media towards Liverpool. It summed up the media towards Van Dijk. The whole hurrah of how terrible apparently Pickford was for injuring Van Dijk, and how they mentioned it every day for about the next 5 years. But yeah, I think that was a good moment of Schadenfreude for all Everton fans to know that they probably did have a script there that Van Dijk was going to be the main man once they beat us. However, it didn't go to plan and Van Dijk was looking very forlorn at the end whilst we celebrated. So yeah, that is my nomination for Schadenfreude for M5 this week. Van Dijk for the Anfield Derby 2021, 2-0.
Pickford may be involved in all instances of Schadenfreude. That's what I'm noticing.
He's the ultimate Schadenfreude, man. There's a new one for you. Get that on Twitter, Sean.
I'm thinking, could we do something like with Schadenfreude? With Van Dijk. So just playing about with it, see what we can do.
Schadenfreude.
Paul Shannon into it.
I was thinking of an answer smash when you were talking then, Carl, sorry. I was trying to turn Schadenfreude into an answer smash.
Plenty to play with.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I didn't actually watch the game, so I didn't really feel that sort of thing. I've seen the bits afterwards, but I don't know, I feel like that one, because you're sort of, surely the joy was in Everton winning. I feel like you're sort of enjoying a failure more. Is it more you're enjoying Everton winning than Liverpool failing in that instance would be my counter-argument.
I enjoyed Everton winning, obviously, a lot. But I enjoyed the fact that I think Sky and Liverpool and Van Dijk all kind of failed that day. So
yeah,
it boosted up, I think. I think with the whole, I don't know, we know what it was like in I don't know, the city or whatever, and the media here and the national media of how crazy it was that Van Dijk happened to be injured, and how Pickford had the audacity to injure somebody. And yeah, I just felt that was kind of a moment for it.
Would that not be a better example of it though, Carl? The injury itself.
I like it. I'd have respected you more if you'd have gone for it.
Just because, nah, like,
I can't.
Nice. I'd respect us a lot more if you had Zoom.
If he wasn't using dial up.
So I was just doing this podcast via LimeWire.
My point that's just popped into my head there, isn't there a bit of Schadenfreude or however you pronounce it in that there were no Everton fans there to witness it?
Probably. I think, to be fair, Everton, I think, are probably the ultimate Schadenfreude club, I think, for everyone else.
Yeah.
I think we are there.
What do you mean, where people enjoy our failure, you mean?
Yeah, we just, there's plenty of it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and when people talk about clubs' banter years, like United being in the midst of them and stuff like that, we've been in ours for 30 years, haven't we? So there is a lot of
joy to
comedy
take
about Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like the whole having a player as good as James Rodriguez and not being able to see him.
Yeah, still a myth.
Yeah, there's plenty of it. But yeah, there you go.
I thought you weren't coming back if you dropped off again, Tosh.
A week.
Flip flopping again.
That one was, I don't, literally just the whole computer just went off. I honestly have no idea why. Just
I reckon you need to get Mr. Roberts trying to sort your computer out.
Oh, God,
I was just going to say. I'd love that. Have you seen that thing I've seen today? Did you see Carvajal did his ACL? And five out of the last six Champions League final man of the matches have all done their ACL within like a year or two of being Champions League final man of the match.
Oh. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Van Dijk, Neuer, Courtois, Rodri, and now Carvajal. So,
good start.
There we go. It took me a couple of minutes to say it because my computer broke, but worth it.
I love the idea of you telling your computer that was switched off, waiting for a reaction from us. Lads, Carvajal.
Right then, I think I'll jump in next because I imagine most of the rest of them be quite Liverpool-based. So I think just to break up the Liverpool thing, because I also think most of mine would have been Liverpool, really. So I was just trying to be a bit different, and I was trying to think, and I was struggling. So I'm going to go for... I want to combine the two, unless people force me to pay. I'm going to go for Newcastle getting relegated twice. And I think, I remember when they first got relegated in my lifetime anyway, 2009. I think I just remember that real feeling of just really at that time hating Newcastle. I know we sort of mentioned it before about this rivalry. I always hated the way Newcastle thought they were something special and thought they were big when they're just not. And the idea of like, them sort of having a bit of a bad season for the first time in a while. I know they had a bit of a spell before that, and then them struggling, then them thinking we'll get Shearer in to save us, and then Shearer taking them down. It just couldn't get much better. Shearer's only foray into management was taking his club down. He basically is Newcastle, isn't he? So I just remember at that time. So I remember we played last game of the season. I think Villa ended up putting them down, and it could have been a case of Villa could have finished above us for Europe. I remember thinking, I don't even care. Villa finish above us if they beat, I think we won anyway, but if they beat Newcastle and send Newcastle down, which they did, I just remember thinking that's great because it just sums up how small and pathetic a club they really are. And then the second time, I think the first one was better for me, but the second time was maybe edges it because of the manager they had in charge, which was Rafa Benitez, another person who thinks he's a lot better than he is. We hadn't fluked a lot of stuff early in his career. I think he'd be managing clubs like Newcastle and Everton forever. So yeah, I just think them two feelings. When he went down that second time, he'd had a bit of a spell as well. I remember under Pardew that year, I think Sean mentioned it in his one of his M5s when he talked about, was it Cisse, Sean? I can't remember. Cisse and Bayer. And I remember that time we played Newcastle, I think last game of the season or towards the end of the season in that season. And I remember Pardew in his very unassuming way, as he always did, saying something like, oh, we're operating at a different level to Everton these days. Implying obviously much bigger than Everton, and within I think 2 or 3 years from that they were back in the Championship with Rafa Benitez. So yeah, I think I was going to say Newcastle's both relegations, if you had to make me pick, I think I'd go for the added bonus of a bit of sour grapes for Benitez going down, because I absolutely hate that man. But yeah, I just tried to be a difference. I think I'm not too sure what Sean and Bob are going to go, so I'll mention a couple honourable mentions because I imagine they might overlap with them too. But yeah, Newcastle going down because I just always disliked them. Do you know what? These days, I'm not as bothered with them. I sort of don't like them, but I'm not that back then for some reason. I don't know whether it was because sort of we seem to be competing around that same level and just they've never done anything really historical. Fan base, they always make out it's a great fan base, but they very rarely fill an allocation at Goodison and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah,
they've only got one team to support,
and they've only got one team to support. They've just got a big ground and a big city. Yeah, so that my thought, my combination is if I can have both Newcastle relegations, I'll have both Newcastle relegations. If I can only have one, I'll have the second one in 2016 under Rafa.
I like it.
I reckon you can have both, to be fair.
Cheers, Sean.
Yeah.
Kind of, I was going. Oh, one thing I particularly enjoyed the other day was the continued chanting. If you've never won, fuck all, and for a fan base like ours to be able to say that to a club is comedy gold.
Is that not though? Do you know you're talking about the rivalry? And I know, like, I'm probably not coming across as the most like staunch Everton fan here, but is that not the reason for the rivalry? The Everton fans hate Newcastle fans because they think they're someone, and likewise, the other way, they hate Everton fans because we think we're.
Nah.
It definitely isn't.
Yeah, but we've got to the stage where we know we're absolutely pathetic.
But we know, but compared to Newcastle, we're absolutely massive.
But based on everything.
It's not based on everything.
We're an absolute joke at the minute.
Yeah, at the minute. And again, it's no.
And at the minute, they're not. So.
Still out of it.
Well, yeah, I suppose they are, yeah. But no, I think that, and that's why, like, I think you've got those three teams in particular, Everton, Newcastle, West Ham, all in a little cycle of we're great and we're not.
I haven't thought Everton being great in a very long time.
And Everton are so much bigger than West Ham and Newcastle. And that's just someone who doesn't think Everton are big. I agree.
We're a different level to Newcastle.
Everton have had like a historical football club for under 30 years. They've had spells where Everton were the biggest club in England. They've had spells within the top two or three. Newcastle have literally probably only been the top club in the northeast for about 20 years.
Without sounding like a... I mean, all we ever do is talk about Liverpool fans and how they are up on about the past. But what does that mean now? Realistically, what does that mean
It does mean for like a big club. That's past the thing. It's a big club. It's a big fan base. And Newcastle might have that element, but they don't really. They're not known for like a sort of a big just filling the ground at home, which they've only done recently. You know, not for me. Big away fan following Everton. Do Everton would take 10,000 everywhere they went. I'm not sure Newcastle would. I know maybe it's different definitions of what a big club is, but Newcastle aren't it. Whatever your definition is, Newcastle don't tick any of the boxes, apart from having loads of money. But you've always liked them, Sean, which to be fair, haven't you? You've always had a bit of a soft spot for Newcastle.
Yeah. That was purely based on, going to Newcastle quite a bit when I was younger for some reason. And St. James Park is one of the grounds I've been to more than any, weirdly. But I have always quite liked Newcastle. I'm not particularly keen on them anymore, mainly due to the money. But equally, I'm not particularly keen on Everton fans half the time. So...
Just the three you share the podcast with, really?
No, absolutely not. Only Callum, really. But, I don't know. That's just my thing. Sometimes I think Everton fans have very rose-tinted, as all fan bases do, they have very rose-tinted glasses about themselves. And I think, even like going back to the Anthony Gordon thing, somehow Everton fans, it even happened a couple of weeks ago, I can't remember what game it was, when Mopey was still there and that. Everton fans hounding players and chasing after them and bashing the cars in, and somehow Bob can put a positive spin on that. I don't get it. I genuinely don't understand it. We just need to be a bit realistic where we are sometimes, but that's my opinion. I might be wrong.
No, I know what you're saying. I think all fans probably will be, sure if we listen to a Newcastle fans podcast, etc., they'd be able to come up with a different reason for eating Everton and being bigger than Everton. So, good luck to the Newcastle lads on their podcast. I'm sure it's doing better than ours anyway.
the Newcastle podcasts are bigger.
A 1,000,000%.
Yeah, we're small fry. So they've got that.
I blame the producer.
Oh, honestly, have you all agreed to just come for me today?
You're just being anti-Everton, so we're being anti-you.
That's true, actually. You started this, Sean. being mates with Anthony Gordon.
Yeah, I did start this. Unfortunately, I started this whole thing.
Right, then go on, Sean. You can you talk us through it. Give Bob a rest after all this hard work.
Okay. Yeah, so mine obviously isn't Everton related based on the fact I've realised tonight that I actually hate them. So mine isn't
so Everton. So do I, to be fair.
Yeah. Mine isn't through Everton and it's through Liverpool. Mine's purely as a neutral when I took pure joy out of an absolute comical situation. A situation I've never seen before. And I don't, well, I mean, I might see it again based on the way football's going, but at the time, it was just like, you could see even like people within the game had never seen anything like it. So the situation I'm talking about is the 2019 EFL / Carabao / Carling Cup final between City and Chelsea, when in the dying stages of extra time, Kepa refused the orders from his manager to go off the pitch and turned the whole match into just a pantomime. It was absolutely ridiculous. Obviously, like, you look back on it now and you think, like, the manager at the time was Sarri, wasn't he? Who, like, was never fully backed. They never felt like the Chelsea manager. Apparently, at the time, there was, like, players were going behind his back. He just never really fit in there. And then to top it all off, they get to a final. The 0-0 have done really well to get to this point against City. And then the manager almost like making a he almost made the storyline himself, as in, because he was going to bring Caballero on, wasn't he? Who obviously used to play for City. You're thinking, great to save and pens. You think, there's the story. We hold off for 120 minutes. Bring him on. He wins the cup. Everyone's happy. And then, yeah, he makes this decision to sub the keeper off. Kepa refuses. And, yeah, the whole ground turned. Like, the whole ground just turned on him in that moment. And you think at that moment as well, how much pressure. Kepa was already under pressure, wasn't he? Like, he was never... People were never convinced by him his whole time at Chelsea. And you think the amount of pressure he put on himself in that moment, where if I keep myself on here, I've got to win this shootout. Like, I've just got to. Otherwise, I'm a joke. And, like, it's never left him and it never will leave him. He just, there's like talk that he thought he was getting pulled off because he was injured, because he kept going down with cramp. And he thought he was saying, I'm fine. But, again, in that moment, you think, well, the manager wants you off. Caballero's literally stood on the sideline in his full kit, waiting to come on. And then he has to go and sit back down again. I don't know. The whole situation was a farce, to the point when you're thinking, well, at least I was anyway, I hope you lose here. Like, I just hope you do. I hope you don't save a single pen. In the end, he did. He saved one pen and came close to saving another. I watched the pens before. But again, couldn't do anything to win the game for them. And it was just one of those situations where justice was almost served. Again, you felt for Sarri, but in that situation, it was, whether they won or lost, it was done. Because if Kepa wins the cup for them, he look even worse than he does if they lose. So, yeah, it was one of those situations where justice was served, and I was absolutely delighted that they lost. And, yeah, it's quite... nice now, looking at where he is now, and you just think he almost like couldn't cut it at the top level, because he just doesn't got that level of, I don't know, professionalism, if that's what you want to say. But yeah, Chelsea losing the cup final and Kepa being the villain of the piece, that gave me a lot of joy. So that's my nomination this week.
I like it. I think that's what I was trying to look. Yeah, I was trying to look for something like that and I just couldn't think of one. So, yeah, I think that's a very good suggestion, Sean. I think that, yeah, that same, that for me, just that Kepa is absolutely dreadful. And to have the arrogance to think, no, you're not taking me off, I'm going to be the winner. And then, yeah, as you say, you just made up that they lost then. Because at that point, I can't remember it, but, you know, it probably would have been a point. I don't really care who wins out of City and Chelsea, none of them. Like, don't care. But it's like, by that point, I think everyone was thinking, God, imagine how great it's going to be if, like, he doesn't save any. And was it him? Was that, I assume it was later, a few years later, he misses the penalty that wins Liverpool the cup, yeah. Doesn't he? He hits it over the bar.
That was when he came back in the team, though, because he went out, didn't he, with that, yeah. He came in and came back in the team.
Yeah. And then he balloons over the bar after not saving barely any of them. So, and now, yeah. Where's he at Bournemouth now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible goalkeeper. Is he still the most expensive goalkeeper of all time as well? Or up there? He's one of them, wasn't he?
Yeah. Is he more expensive than Alisson?
Well, was he in the list last week?
He was, actually.
Alisson
wasn't, was he?
Yeah, no,
Pepper
is on the list.
Yeah, so most expensive keeper.
But I think with that one, with that moment, is Sarri at fault? Bring him off.
Oh, no, I absolutely agree that...
I'm sure no player wants to be brought off.
But it's what it is, one of those where, like, in that situation, Sarri must be thinking, well, what do you do here? Like, I've got Wembley staring at me. He's already under threat, like, loads of the fans want him gone. The media are on him. He must be thinking, what do I do here? And do you know half the problem as well? Is again, when you think, like, I'm made up, Chelsea lost, is you need, like, a player to take charge there. You need, like, a Azpilicueta was the captain. You need him to be over there going, get off.
I'll be honest, but, like, what did Sarri think was going to be the reaction? You're bringing your keeper off in the, whatever it was, minute before pens. Did he think he was going to be like, that's great, no,
but,
yeah.
But surely that's been discussed before the game, surely.
It didn't look like it, did it?
Yeah, it makes you think it hadn't been if the fact that it's like, you know, he's arguing, as I say. I know what you mean, Carl, but as I say, what could he have done? He's told to make a substitution. He can't run on the pitch and grab him himself, can he? Like,
I can imagine what a joke he'd look if he'd done that.
I think he does now. I think he makes him do it, doesn't he? I think Sarri just, like, bumbled that completely.
But then you're making excuses for a fully grown man who, like, the unwritten rules of football are what the manager says goes.
And yeah, no.
Every professional in the world would come off there, or they should come off there.
Kepa was definitely in the wrong. Kepa, I mean, it was stupid of Kepa what he'd done, but I just think, like, I don't know, Sarri just kind of let it happen, didn't he, really, a bit.
But I think that also shows, like, how little respect the players had for him in across the board. As in, like, as I say, like, you want a leader on the pitch to take the control there, and no one does. And you think they're clearly not thinking of the manager. If they respected them, you feel like they'd do something about it, but no one did.
Yeah, that's a real
thing. He came from, like, nowhere, sorry, didn't he? Had that, like, yeah. He, like, no real, like, playing career, maybe he did, like, not very notable playing career, not very notable manager. He might have been, something like that, wasn't he?
He came from a normal job.
Yeah, and he managed Napoli, didn't he? And then, so it's probably that other thing, isn't he? He hasn't got that back. There might be a lack of self-confidence there, and you think, like, yeah. I don't know, but yeah, I think it's a good suggestion, Sean. A bit outside the box, and I like it.
Thanks.
Right, then, wrapping up, Bob. I think Bob's shown no signs of bitterness so far, so I can't see that him doing any of that in this one.
Didn't really know where to go for this. I was initially going to go for Claire Balding's penalty miss, but was told that's going to be the obvious one, so I'm not going for that. I'm very surprisingly not going for a Liverpool link. I'm going for another slip on a big stage, linked to Chelsea. Truly horrible player, horrible character, bad, bad Tory, always hated them. I'm going to go for John Terry slipping and taking his penalty in the Champions League final, and the image of him sobbing his heart out when Man United win is just absolutely glorious. Don't really know what else to say, really. I probably should have gone for the Gerrards.
You're still thinking the answer smash, aren't you?
Very, very distracted all episode. I don't think anybody other than Chelsea fans have anything nice to say about John Terry Doody. Probably one of the most hated Premier League characters ever, I reckon. Just
a brilliant player.
Great defender. Respect for the player, don't you? Like, you don't believe
him. I'm not saying he's not a great player, but he's a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, yeah. He, tell you what, he wouldn't have let Kepa do that.
Right,
very good point. Very good point.
But I agree, Bob. When you think back to that penalty, it couldn't have happened to a better person, could it?
And literally just like the whole thing of it being like, you know, the penalty to win it, you know, in the rain, like how like sodden his face looks.
That's so good. In missing the pen, and then when he's like folded over and he's got his hands on his car, I don't know why that image stays in my head. That's just dead funny. Like he's having also, a proper mental breakdown on the pitch. Thoroughly enjoyable.
To add to it as well is you've got like when they finally do win it.
Yeah.
He's not a part of it.
He's a joke. He's a joke in that, isn't he?
I know he makes himself a part of it, but he's not part of the team that wins it.
Yeah.
And everyone looks back at him now and goes, what a divvy.
Yeah.
So he's like, he doesn't even get the redemption, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
And again, it's like you always the thing that sort of gets forgotten in that the second of Champions League final is how stupid his sending off is in the bit about. Does he like kick someone off the ball? Or it's Alexis Sanchez, I think, doesn't he? Like does something ridiculous. Like he knees like Sanchez off the ball or something like just needless. But, yeah, so he misses lifting that. But yeah. No, I think great suggestion. I think yes.
Captain, leader, racist, slip. Great stuff.
I can't believe no one went Liverpool apart from Carl. I genuinely now would swap man. I thought everyone was going Liverpool. So I was trying to think different because I'd definitely gone ahead of the slip. But I also, the other honourable mention for me was the semi against Villa when it was last season. It was going to be one of his last games. Everyone was making out the cup final. Do you remember that when they lost to Aston Villa in the semi final, Liverpool? And again, they were playing Villa on the verge of relegation. The cup final was going to be something like, was it even around his birthday or something? Would have been his last game for Liverpool. They were obviously going to win the cup final. Everyone had already decided they were going to win the cup final. And they lost to Aston Villa in the semis. But
he could even have his last game when he got tongued by Stoke.
Yeah.
And again, even the last game at Anfield, they got beat by Palace at home as well. Like, knowing the farewell to Anfield, like Palace came and did them. But yeah, no, I think Terry's a good shout again. Another one that didn't really cross my mind. So I was just rubbish this week. But
it was very last minute. When it popped into my head, because it was, I thought,
it doesn't surprise me that,
I'm not gonna lie, Bob. I was shocked when you said it because before you said you were gonna go with Phil Babb,
that's another honor,
literally like 20 minutes ago.
Was there
honorable mention Phil Babb colliding with the goalposts and rupturing his bell end?
I also think the Gerrard slip is genuinely well, no, it wouldn't necessarily win the poll because it would divide opinion from any Liverpool fans, but it is. It's the best moment of that, the fact he said this doesn't slip, it's iconic,
I don't know if that's even like possible.
I don't think that would divide opinion. I think that is the definition of whatever Tosh's word is.
Yeah, Adam Freuder. Oh my word, the German's word, Bob.
And they never get anything wrong.
No.
Right, Callum, you need to get rid of one.
Oh,
I think that's a tough one this week.
It is very tough this week. So Tosh is. What are you finalizing yours?
I've been allowed both relegations for Newcastle.
So just Newcastle getting relegated.
So you've got the choice. Obviously, you're not going to get rid of your own Van Dijk one. So you've got John Terry slipping, Kepa not coming off, Newcastle's relegations. Can he get rid of the obvious, or does the obvious have to stay?
I think the obvious one should stay, just for the drama.
You're basically picking from Terry, Kepa, and Newcastle going down, then one to go.
It is actually a tough one, to be fair.
I genuinely, well, I'll be honest, before I was thinking, if I was Callum, I'd definitely be getting rid of Phil Babb. Like I was saying,
that would have gone.
But now John Terry's got come in. I honestly don't know what I'd do.
I think it's hard to get rid of Terry.
And again, everyone's made my case for me. So
yeah,
you just coast on this podcast, don't you?
Yep.
Let me think. I'll go for. I guess the only way I can do it is what was the least for me. Like what I was sort of like felt as most indifferent about.
Yeah, that's the idea, Cal.
No, it's not. Sometimes you think like what the fans might think, Bob. I think and this on what wasn't as sharp and further for me as others. And I think it might have to be Newcastle's relegations.
Kepa. You were arguing with Kepa before.
Yeah, I know, but
absolutely bottled it.
My thing was more Kepa and Sarri. I think.
It's because Sean said he liked them before.
Yeah, they deserve to lose because of that. But the Newcastle relegations was too personal to you, Tosh. Because because you hated Newcastle.
For points and schadenfreude.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't for me.
Should be about the case you put forward, not about the how you feel about it. Why are we making it all about you?
So I had to pick one to take off. Right, we'll let you win Answer Smash.
I already won that. Don't worry about that. I took my foot off the penalty.
Tosh's lost 2 out of 2 so far today. That's mad.
And I lost the 5 last week. I got booted off.
So
you lost your internet connection.
What
happens is I make Bob's case from 2 weeks in a row and I get booted off. you actually should be getting rid of your own, Callum. Like yours was definitely the worst.
You should have won M5 last week.
Pick the obvious one, like you.
You picked Andres Iniesta, the one we all said, this is the obvious one.
Lewandowski was the obvious one if you checked the records.
Well, yeah, and also in your case, you said that if Rafa Benitez didn't fluke stuff early in his career, he would have spent the rest of his career managing teams like Newcastle and Everton. So I think you've done Everton a bit of a disservice there, Tosh, to be honest. You bundled us in with the team you hated.
For good reason.
That deserves to go, unfortunately, Tosh. Listen, it wasn't my real tip that we had to vote one off on M5. That was you guys champion that, so live by the sword, die by the sword, Tosh.
Can you wrap us up there, Tosh? Just summarise the situation for us.
The M5, then, so the nominations, the 4 can go for John Terry, Kepa, Van Dijk and Gordon. Get yourself over to X and vote. Leave a little comment if you think it should have been Newcastle going down there. Make a note of that one, Sean. So I'll be keeping my own poll. I'm going to ask some random people. See how many people say Van Dijk. If you're going to go to Liverpool, that's the least ones you could have gone with that, honestly.
Yeah, because Bob had picked 5 Liverpool ones that he said he was going to go.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Yeah. That's a cheap man as well. Then he threw
a Terry curveball.
Right, then. Yeah, get yourself over to X, please, and vote. And any other suggestions, always worthwhile. Thank you. Right, over to Sean for the game of the week.
Right, so this week it's obviously international break. So we've decided that rather than picking a game or a couple of games that are on this weekend, we're going to do what we did a couple of months ago, and we're just going to pick a random country from, any country in the world, pick 4 and then chuck them in the wheel. Right, what do you want to do?
You got to be in Europe?
No.
What was ever want to pick one from Europe?
You can. Been difficult for the sake of it. Anyone got one?
I will go Belgium.
Callum?
Just picking any country ever, isn't it?
It is.
Scotland.
Scotland's a good shout. Although well, we did actually Scotland. Scotland. We did Scotland last time.
Done Scotland,
I'll
go. To keep the UK theme, Bob, I'll go Wales. Have you ever done Wales?
No, I don't think so.
I'll pick Wales.
Jason Kubas.
Sweden.
Yeah. So we've got, what have we got?
Belgium, Sweden.
Belgium, Wales, Sweden.
There might be one or two to pick from there, Sean, I don't know.
I think you might need to go someone good here, Sean, to balance the books. Like someone we've got a chance with.
See, I wasn't going to go someone good.
Well, go on, go with whatever you think, then.
Okay. No, it's stupid. The one I was going to go for.
Come on.
There's only about 5 players.
Have they ever played?
I was going to go Australia.
Go Australia.
Yeah, okay.
Right, go on then. I'll go Australia. All four are in. I'm a little bit nervous, not going to lie. Although, it won't change anything for me, really, will it? Let's see who we're playing with this week. It is Sweden.
Whoops.
That's not good. So we can't... someone find out who Sweden are playing so we can do predictions.
I'm having an Abba song of the week then.
You what?
Have an Abba song of the week then.
Well, are there any other Swedes?
Loads. Ace of Base.
Are they Swedish?
I don't know. Some sort of Scandinavians.
Oh, that's not quite the same thing, is it?
I think they are Swedish. We're Roxette.
He's made me racist.
We're Roxette Swedish.
What are they? Take My Breath. No, that's Berlin. Who's Roxette? Berlin.
Are they another? They are ballady.
Playing Estonia on Monday.
Oh, Jesus.
But they might be playing twice, won't they? So, see what? Playing they, Slovakia on Friday.
It must have been love.
Ah, yeah.
There's someone else. There's, it was Bjork Swedish.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
What about I Saw the Sign by Ace of Base?
I'm a big fan of Ace of Base, mate.
That's a great song. And also a link to Pitch Perfect as well. So
I've never seen it.
Oh, you are missing out.
I'm not. I can't believe you don't like films, but you've watched Pitch Perfect.
On multiple occasions, I'll have you know.
I hate Anna Kendrick. I can't watch it.
Oh, you need to watch it. Honestly, it's so far up your street. It's unbelievable.
No, I know. Cause it, I like it should be. Cause I like, you know, I love Glee and that. But I just can't watch Anna Kendrick. The only way I can stomach her in Twilight, because she's only in Twilight a bit. Anything else, can't watch her. Can't even watch the Trolls films. Not that I should be, but...
What has happened to this podcast?
Oh, yeah. You just rolled off what, 15 Anna Kendrick movies in by saying
No, I do.
You guess her for people with appearances.
Twilight's great.
How many appearances did she make?
In Twilight, I think she's in three of them. Yeah. Right, let me get the number. Are we just going to swerve a prediction? Because
they're playing Slovakia and Estonia, so
yeah,
who knows?
That's a big game. What Nations League are they in?
I think it was a D, wasn't it? League C.
Is there a Schadenfreude song if we're not going the Swedish route, or do we just go the sign by Ace of Base? Absolute classic.
What could a Schadenfreude song be though? Like, or is it anyone maybe that's been cancelled that you enjoyed?
Oh yeah.
Michael Jackson.
No, absolutely not. P. Diddy. Can we play a P. Diddy song?
Well, it's only did sample like the Police one, wasn't it?
Everything
was on P. Diddy.
I'll be watching you.
Yeah. I tapped. No, we can't do that. Yeah, just stick to Ace of Base, I'd say. Trying to think of else. There's definitely a few more. Sweets have done quite well. Obviously, you got Noreen, haven't you?
Yeah.
Should probably just pick a number instead of thinking a Swedish band, though.
No, I'm liking the way this is going.
I know, honestly. My favourite part of the podcast is Song of the Week.
And I'm sure the listeners love it as well. Just those listeners.
They should, though, if they get to listen to these bangers. Everyone we've recommended here has been an absolutely unbelievable song. But yeah, let's go Ace of Base. The Sign is so good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll know when you listen to it now.
Smooth.
Oh no, we haven't got the number.
Oh, for God's sake, Sean.
Sorry. Ah, that's annoying. I'll edit the number in earlier because that was good. Right, let's get the number then. So, as always, between 1 and 150, let's see. Well, sorry, I say as always, I mean for internationals. Our number this week, I do that. Yeah, you can see that. It is 24.
Oh. Right, okay.
We're all really confident now.
This could be way off.
This will be way off. Considering I'm going for Henrik Larsson, and that's it.
What's the number again?
24. Actually, song of the week there could be the 24 theme tune.
Or 24 Hours from Tulsa.
Or 24 Hours in A&E by Jamie Webster.
Oh, my God.
Let's do that.
That's a musical schadenfreude.
Yeah.
He's doing well, though. That's the real sadness.
Yeah, but he's done now, and that song could be the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think
do you reckon that ranks with Plenty More Fish?
Plenty More Fish is well better. Like, that's actually a bop, that. Yeah, I'll never have a bad word about Plenty More Fish.
You need to dig out that iPod.
I know.
You're the only one with a copy of it. He must have deleted
and,
it by
and,
now.
And Dappy. I think Dappy's got one as well. Is this going to be a case of just listing every Swedish person you know?
Yep. Including members of ABBA.
I'm going 2002 era. The only Swedish team I can remember.
They had some good players there.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
But the problem is, I feel I've got an answer from Monday that might be all right.
No, I don't know any. Other than the obvious one, I don't know any current Swedish players.
I think the one I might go for is current, so I'm going to go before Callum, because he obviously can't think of anyone who played before 2015.
Oh, don't be bitter because you're off M5.
I'm so bitter.
Their keeper back then in 2002, without saying any names, will he have been does anyone know who the keeper will have been?
Did he was his first part of his surname a part of the body?
Yes. He'll have played a lot, wouldn't he?
He'd have thought. So did he play for Celtic as well?
Yeah.
I'd have thought more just because he was around for a bit, but honestly, didn't he have another goalie around that time? Oh, I've just thought there was another goalie who played for someone in the Premier League. What's his name?
Is your play that you're going to ask current? Current?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Oh.
Is yours?
Yeah.
Of course, yes. And mine is right up your street, Callum, as well. So I'm going with him.
I think it might be the same guy.
I'm going, I've told you. Just to spite you. And you
decide who goes first?
Me.
Why is it you?
There's a surprise.
I won the first game, didn't I?
You got first.
Didn't.
I did, really. Until my internet went wrong.
You can go first. I'll try and think somewhere else.
I've got loads of answers as well, so I don't even need this one. That's the best part.
I think I've got two.
Yeah, I'm going 2002, so I think I'm safe.
I reckon all the ones I could name from 2002 will have all made 80 plus caps. That's my problem.
Yeah, I've got no idea on the gauge of this one player I'm thinking of, because he wasn't like at it.
Oh, wasn't he? See, I can only think about five or six players from that team, and again, but, I reckon.
Oh no, I was going to ask a question then, but I don't want you to. Not that it'll be a good one.
I reckon Ibrahimovic played that many.
Retired about 10 times. Right, are we ready to go?
Yeah,
why not?
Right, so I'm going first to make sure Callum doesn't rob my answer.
Thanks, Josh.
I've got a few names. I'm going to put one out there that he played, I was reading something recently about AC Milan. AC Milan in the 50s had a very Swedish side, and there was a lad called Lildholm. But I imagine since he was a superstar, early international football, there wasn't many games. So I'm thinking about he's quite low, considering he'd be ranked as one of AC Milan's top players around that time. So I'm putting his name out there. I'm going to check that one, but I'm going to deliberately go current. Did you have him? Yeah. There was two or three of them. There was another one, but I can't remember the names. But I don't know which one would be better anyway. Lildholm was one of the top ones. I'm going to go for a current player who I know is Swedish. It's sort of surprisingly Swedish when you hear him talk. He's got quite a British accent, I think. Currently playing for Nottingham Forest, Anthony Elanga.
Oh.
Was that yours, Callum?
No.
I didn't know he was Swedish, to be fair.
Yeah. And he's like, when you hear him talk, he's like, so I don't really know what the link is of his family is, but like he certainly would have grown up in England, I would have guessed.
But Isak's the same though, isn't he? He doesn't sound Swedish.
Does he know?
No, he's like
Callum's other one. No.
Yeah, he's very cockney, isn't he? Like proper like roadman kind of.
Is he, yeah? Isak?
Yeah.
Oh, see, because I thought he like grew up, like he was a saucy dad, wasn't he, in place like that? I wouldn't have known that at all. Fair play. Right then, yeah, I'll start checking mine.
So I'll go next. I'll go with another player.
Do you want to like a Callum or?
Yeah, go on. No, I only realised he was Swedish, I think earlier in the season, watching one of the games, and you know where it comes up next to it, because I actually thought he was Dutch, but I'm going to go with Kulishevsky.
Is he Swedish, eh?
Yeah, I
didn't know that one, to be fair. I forgot to write the number. What was the number? Was it 23?
24. Yeah, I'm going to go Kulishevsky on the basis that he's probably been a full international for a few years. Yeah, so but yeah, I thought he was Dutch, me, until watching one of the games earlier in the season. And I seen that icon come up, but yeah. I really wouldn't know how many times he's played, but you'd assume he's been one of... Well, being a Tottenham now for 2 years, has he?
At Juve before that as well. See, the thought of playing around the squad, wouldn't he?
Yeah, so there we go. Yeah. I'll go with Dejan Kulishevsky. It would be terrible if he's not actually Swedish now. And I've misremembered
that. No, he definitely is Swedish. I knew he was Swedish.
That's good.
Right then. Sean or Bob, anyone want to go forward?
Good. Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I've got three names written down. One of them, other than Ibrahimovic, could be the most famous Swedish footballer ever, I think. So I'm assuming he's really high.
After Lealtholm that I said up?
No, a big fat one from the 90s. No.
What?
Thomas Brolin.
I was going to say Brolin, I didn't know he was fat.
Yeah, he famously fat when he came to when he played
was
for Leeds, wasn't he? Yeah,
was he?
But I imagine he's played quite a lot, so I'm not going to go with him. But I'm going to go for someone I remember from the 2002 World Cup when he played England. I remember I liked Sweden because obviously they've been in our group, but also like Nicholas Alexanderson played for them, so took quite
Tobias
an interest
Linderoth
in that.
Linderoth as well.
Yeah, good shout. But this one, I think. Can I get away with it if I don't remember his first name? We've done that before, haven't we? He played for Southampton. A ginger lad called Svensson.
Well,
and Anders.
I didn't think Anders was ginger though, because I had Anders Svensson written down. Anders Svensson was like blondie, wasn't he?
Oh, I thought he was ginger.
And did he play for Southampton?
That's when I remember him. I remember him in that thingy kit.
I thought the rule was if you don't know the first name, you've got to know like the hair colour. don't have to be.
I've just checked, Sean. You can have him.
Why can I have him? Because he's ginger.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's miles off.
Yeah. Because you are quite a bit out. Yeah, he was on my list. To be fair, no, he was. I thought he had blonde hair. Yeah, I'll give you that one. On the it picture of Wikipedia.
Honourable mentions going for the Everton links, but they almost certainly made far too many. Nicholas Alexanderson, Tobias Linderoth and Robin Olsen.
What about it? Was Jesper Blomqvist, was he Swedish?
Ooh.
I think he may have been.
I don't know.
I thought we had two or three of them around the time.
Yeah.
I feel like I had to know that though.
Oh,
specifically, but I thought like he's a Champions League winner, isn't he? I thought like he'd be...
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
now I'm thinking about it, I've got no idea where he's from.
No, he is Swedish.
Oh, is he?
How many appearances did he make?
You're not allowed to say him because I've just checked and he's quite a good answer.
Ah, shit. Other Premier League players, I was thinking about the Olsen twins, Martin and Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know which one to go for. And I'm going to go for a current player, someone who was linked with Everton before we signed the GOAT. I think we were linked with them anyway. That Victor Gayo something, Gayo Keres or something like
Gyokeres.
That. Whatever.
I would not know any of his feeders.
Yeah, I think I've phonetically said his name just about.
The one that Coventry?
So I'm going to go for him. Coventry's at Sporting now, isn't he?
That was a ridiculous start to the season, hasn't he? Like, yeah. So many goals.
At least we got better of them.
Results are in. Back that easy, because you can check Wikipedia. Jesper Blomqvist would have been six out, though, for Sweden. Just putting that one out there now. Okay,
also
then.
Didn't think of him.
I knew he was Swedish, so I'm going to have him. Really. very quickly then, results are in fourth place with 148 caps, so 124 out was Anders Svensson. That well, might be sure. a Richard Goff territory. That
what was he? 148.
Wasn't he? No, I was miles off with Zlatan nearly on that. I was mad.
But again, no, like that sort of fella, week. He must have been playing for Sweden every year. That's why I said, like, I bet you, because I was thinking Lindelof, but I bet you Lindelof's played 50 plus for them.
148. Ah, it's genuinely so heavy.
That was great.
Go on, carry on.
I've just worked out if you added all our caps together, we still wouldn't get to 148 for the three rest of us three. I'm not even like close. But anyway, in third place, 41 caps and 17 out is Kulusevski. So pretty good guess though, Callum. The other two are single figures, so myself and Bob. We're in second place with five out and 19 caps, Anthony Elanga. Which means this week's winner, Bob, I don't even really want to try and pronounce his name, Gyökeres, thank you, Callum, with 22 caps and only two out. A very good guess.
Wow, from that's some Bob. Shout that
was. If it makes you feel any better, John, the other one on my list I've just checked was that, do you remember the goalie Isaksson? Like, that he was trying to made you think of Hedman, and I was thinking about him because he went to Man City for a bit. He's got 133 as well, so.
It's still not as bad, though.
What about these? What about the rest of the Everton contingent?
Let me see what Brolin was.
Magnus Hedman was 58, Sean. Brolin was he? Yeah. Well, Jesus. Thomas Brolin, only 47. That does surprise me. These are all better guesses.
These literally couldn't have gone worse for me.
Tobias Linderoth, 76. I don't know. We're going to be able to spend Nicholas Alexander. So.
How many Lundberg have?
Nicholas Alexanderson had 109.
So I've just checked that Freddie Lundberg had 75. So half of Anders Svensson's. How is that real? I don't want to do the league table.
Just check there. That fella said that Lille had 23.
Oh. Wow.
Can I go back? That sounds dead good, that.
But it does anyway, because you mentioned them. But you did say you think he'd be way off, so.
Yeah, but I also made the point that because it's early days, they don't have as many caps. Outrageous, that.
That's what I was thinking about 2002.
He probably made 24 appearances in that year, didn't he?
In that World Cup.
And we could do we have to give Sean a point for that, or?
I don't want one.
Get embarrassed. Kick him off the pole and put off back in.
That's a good point. Actually, yeah, Callum, I would disagree with that.
Get Max in.
Right then, unfortunately, we need to now look at the updated league table. So our guests are still on five. Obviously, we've not had any new guests recently, so they're still on five. I've been on every week, and I'm still on. Still in the middle of the teens. I'm on 15 now, after that absolute disaster. Callum is in third on 18. Tosh is in second on 24. And Bob extending his lead on 29.
Did have an absolute stinker last week, though.
Yeah, I promise you it wasn't bothered mine.
I think I was...
You were more out than it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I reckon that might be... That's single club appearances.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's got to be weight, I reckon. Yeah. I reckon that might be the worst guess, yeah.
Yeah, Anders Svensson's got statues all over Sweden.
The fact, yeah, I'm going to work out who Sweden's most cap player is.
I reckon he might be second, you know. Yeah, Ibrahimovic.
I reckon he's got more than Ibrahimovic.
Surely not.
Did you mean a different Svensson or something?
Yeah, I meant the ginger one to play for Southampton. Are you telling me there's others?
I'm sure there is some Sweden. Like,
yeah. Anders Svensson, Sweden's most cap player of all time.
I was going to say, 1-4-8 for Joe. Seb Larsson's third.
Is he?
Yeah, I forgot about him as well. Jesus.
Who'd have thought if you said Sweden's third cast player, I would have been a much better guess than yours, Sean. It would have been a...
I can't believe that, genuinely. Anyway.
Kim Kallstrom's played more than Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Has he, yeah? Right, wrap it up, please, Callum.
Cool. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We started off with a great House of Leon Osmond's.
What?
That was wrong. What's it called? Leon Osmond's House Games.
Leon Osmond.
That's Leon Osmond.
Told you, Phil, I don't do a script.
Did you fall asleep, Leon Osmond?
No, I was thinking in my head, what's it called? Leon Osmond's House of Games. House of Leon Osmond. It's a new one for you, man.
Yeah. No, I don't look the most stupid on the podcast. Nice one.
Yeah, you've got to keep that in now, Sean.
So thank you for listening to another episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We started off with a Leon Osmond's House of Games, perfectly chaired by Bob. I'm not too sure who ended up winning.
I've got no idea.
Sean, Tosh will say Tosh. Yeah. Maybe a draw.
I'm giving it to Sean just because his guess was so bad at the end.
Maybe Answer Smash is the real winner.
Mm.
Possibly, that could be right. We had a good M5, a very tough one to get rid of this week. Unfortunately, Tosh was the fall guy, which I'm not sure he's forgiven me. But there we go. And an interesting KUA at the very end with a low Sweden caps number. Bob, another unbelievable shout. Single figures again. Bob's average guess out must be, I don't know, what do you reckon your average number is, Bob, of being out?
He was 167 out last week. So
last week, absolutely screwed that.
Well,
176 actually.
Well, you redeemed yourself today, Bob. You're only as good as your last guess, aren't you, I suppose?
Very good point.
So there you go. So, some of us are, Sean. Well, as we say every week, please tell a friend to tell a friend. Please interact with all our socials if you can. Please vote on our poll for this week as well on X. And yeah, please just keep supporting the podcast. We do appreciate it, and we'll keep coming with as much good content as possible. Hopefully a few more guests over the coming months as well. And yeah, maybe some surprises along the way. So please keep up the support. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Whatever website I was using to check in. Just checking the last, whoever you said, because I couldn't spell Alex Anderson's name properly. There's three bang on, but they were all playing in the 1919s and 1920s, etc. So
the 1919s, did you just say?
I did say that, yeah. I was hoping no one noticed, but...